You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining us by phone is Rebecca Afsan. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Now, you are so fabulous. You wrote this book called Lessons in Lingerie, Finding Your Perfect Shade of Seduction. And you also own a lingerie boutique in New York, correct?
Yes, La Petite Coquette.
I was reading up on your boutique, and it says that you have everything for everybody, from the most conservative person all the way to people who like to dibble and dabble in dominatrix.
Yes.
Very nice. So we're talking about your book today because there are a lot of people who have probably read the book 50 Shades of Grey, and now they're like, I want to be just as sexy, and I have no idea what to do. Where do we start?
Well, I think 50 Shades of Grey really, really opened up a whole new world for middle America. It really gave them the permission to wear that special wardrobe and keep it a little secret, like the decorative harnesses, the soft ones, masks, bondage things. But that's not all that I sell, but it's a chapter on how to be that kinky.
Right. See, now that you have a lot more people that are a little bit more open-minded, a lot more free. Now, in addition to that, I also heard that you are like the queen of bra fitting.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people don't think that because we sell such pretty things, but I've been fitting bras for over 35 years.
Wow. Okay, so what's the most common thing that you find when people are going to get a bra that maybe they're doing wrong?
Well, they don't take the time for an actual bra fitting, which takes 20 to 30 minutes. I suggest that every person go to their local lingerie store where you have bra technicians there that can make you find the right size, because there's no standardization in bra sizing. Each bra is made differently. There's no two 34Bs that are the same.
Right.
So you have to try on a lot of different styles to get that perfect one. And once you find it, it should fit and feel and flatter your body well. Those are the three F's that I say that you should look for. The fit should be absolutely perfect. The feel should be, it feels great, and it should flatter your body.
Now, what about, you know, finding the right lingerie for your wedding dress?
That's very, very difficult, because the bra manufacturer out there really hasn't made the perfect strapless corset that you wear underneath, but it should have no embellishments, really, because most wedding dresses have so much stuff on them. Right, and you want to have your breasts really, really the best that they can ever look without showing anything.
I think that was like the biggest thing for my wedding dress. I was so disappointed. I was like, I can't not go without wearing a bra because I need it, because I don't have big boobs. And then I'm like, you can see like the side of my bra through the wedding dress. It was just a total mess. And that's the things that, you know, brides get stressed over. Little stuff like that are big things. You don't want stuff showing, doing your pictures and stuff.
Right. You have to wear a nude colored or ivory colored under your wedding gown.
Now, let's talk a little bit about caring for your lingerie. What's the biggest tip that you can give a woman for washing their bras and panties?
Always hook your bras before you wash them, and wash them by hand. I believe that you'll get much more wear out of your bras if you wash them by hand. You throw them in the machine, they will not have a long life. But if you put them in the, if you wash them by hand in a lingerie wash, it'll be very, very good. It'll be long lasting.
Years ago, before I got married, I got the best advice from this woman. She told me to always dress sexy at night, no matter what. Always look good, always look presentable at nighttime when you go to sleep.
I agree.
Now, since then, I've been divorced, but I still decided, you know what, I need to go ahead and continue to do what I'm doing and make sure that I'm looking good and sexy when I go to sleep every night. Now, what are some tips that you can give single women out there about their nighttime wear?
You have to throw away that large T-shirt and stop sleeping in it. There is lingerie out there now that feels like cotton. Technology is really amazing. They've done so many things that make fabrics feel like silk that are not, and they're not that expensive, and they have other things that feel like cotton that are very comfortable, and they have little chemises, little camisoles and boy shirts that are very, very cute that can take the place of that very large T-shirt. And that's what I suggest for women.
Get out of the T-shirt. Stop going to Victoria's Secret Pink.
That's the McDonald's of lingerie.
Well, I am really looking forward to checking out your book, and people can purchase it in stores?
Yes, in stores and at www.thelittleflirt.com.
Very nice. Lessons in Lingerie, Finding Your Perfect Shade of Seduction.
And I have one more thing to say.
Yes.
That finding a good bra is like finding a good man. Woo. He's got to be good looking, supportive, and never let you down.
I love it. Gosh, I still haven't found a good man yet, but maybe I'll find me a good bra. Might be a little bit easier.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rebecca. You have
My
a wonderful
pleasure.
Day.
Okay. You too.